One consequence of the current deep recession is a decline in new housing construction. But one condominium development aimed at low-income residents is on the horizon in Tampa's West Shore Business District. Some funding for the 57-unit condo project comes from public sources, including the City of Tampa and the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. The land was donated by Hillsborough County and has become the county's first land trust. Before he was elected to Tampa City Council, Council Chair Thomas Scott served on the Hillsborough County Commission and the county's Affordable Housing Task Force.
It is a land trust that's placed here so that they continue to use the land. The land will always be owned, by the city, and therefore the house that's built there will be there, but the land is entrusted to the city. It stays there, and people can come and they can buy the building or the units and live there. But it would always be a land trust in terms of keeping it there for the city and for affordable housing.
The condo development known as West Shore Landings will be built near the corner of West Spruce Street and North Clark Street. 2 and 3-bedroom units will cost between $96,000 and $127,000. Instead of owning the land outright, condo owners will hold a 99-year lease on the land and pay a small amount of rent to the Community Land Trust, between $25 and $38 each month. Ron Rotella is president of the West Shore Community Development Corporation.
There's 57 units. There's 33 large 3-bedrooms. And then there are 12 twos and 12 smaller threes. Every unit will have their own enclosed garage. That's the ground floor structure, and then the units are on top of it.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp says that in order for a community to create jobs, it has to have the workforce, a great education system, but it also has to have affordable housing available to people earning below the area median income, or AMI.
When we talk about affordable housing, remember, we're talking about people who make approximately 80% of AMI, which for single individuals, $33,000. For a family, you're talking about $47,000. So these are working families. And also to have affordable condominiums, which will be close to what we believe soon, Mayor, will be our transit system, a wonderful transit system which is going to connect our downtown area, the West Shore shopping area, the airport, and at some point out to a USF.
43 of the units will go to those low-income families. But people of moderate income, up to 120% of AMI, are eligible to apply for the remaining 14 units. That includes individuals making nearly $50,000 per year, or $71,000 for a family of four. The state of Florida's Community Workforce Housing Innovation Pilot Program awarded the project $4 million. Tampa Electric Company estimates that because of energy-efficient designs incorporated into West Shore Landings, a typical condo owner will save more than $300 per year. Chuck Black, president of Tampa Electric, says the condos will have energy-efficient natural gas appliances, high-efficiency heating and air conditioning, and solar water heaters.
We've worked closely with Palm Harbor Homes to develop some real innovative energy efficiency technology in these homes. One of the systems is a solar hot water heater system that'll produce hot water for the family. At times when the hot water is used up at night when the solar is not available, it comes with a natural gas tankless water heater as a backup. So it's a very good combination of technologies.
According to Black, the Florida Solar Research Center will monitor the amount of solar energy captured by the condos in order to understand how to apply the technology to commercial properties. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio calls West Shore Landings a great project right in the heart of the West Shore District. The bulk of the City of Tampa's state housing money goes toward revitalizing Central Park Village, a project that is now called Encore. But West Shore Landings are also receiving a large chunk of public money from Tampa.
The city receives a certain amount of SHIP funding, that's S-H-I-P, from the state, and it goes specifically for housing projects. We dedicated $1 million towards this one project. Last year we got $2.9 million in SHIP, and now we're down to about $250,000. You can really see where we've made quite a commitment to this one project by allocating $1 million.
Lisa Reeves is a real estate broker with the German firm Engel & Völkers, who has been hired by the West Shore Development Group to sell the condo units. In order to get down payment assistance from the City of Tampa, Reeves says a potential homeowner would have to raise 1% of the purchase price in cash.
If they're under 80% of the median income, which is like the $33,000 for a single person, they are also eligible for Florida Home Loan Bank of Atlanta down payment assistance funds, which would cover their closing costs. And then we're thinking that we're going to be receiving about 20% from the city of Tampa. That's on the first-time homebuyer program. So with that, with the 20% down on our smallest unit, which is a 2 1.5 with a one-car garage, you're looking at, with mortgage payment, their condo fee, the land lease fee, and their escrow for taxes, $729.37.
That amount does not include condo insurance, similar to renter's insurance, which Reeves says is typically about $300 to $400 per year. Monthly payments for the largest condos, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath units with nearly 1,400 square feet of living area, would be less than $1,010, according to Reeves. If eligible buyers are available, owners could eventually sell their condos and make a profit of up to 25%.
We are allowing for equity build, as well as, since it is a true mortgage, you'll be able to recapture the money that you you put into the mortgage. And then you'll get a 3% equity on market increase, not just on the money you put into it, but on the down payment assistance that goes into it. So you get to recapture 3% off the total price of the unit.
Reeves says she has received one completed application, and about 10 people have begun the process. 75% of the units are to be sold before construction begins, which Reeves expects to be within the next 4 months. You can find links to more information about West Shore Landings and the public funding used on the project on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.